Shalom to all. Today's Daf Sinai Hechad Daf Tzadi Zayin. We are starting Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. Two lines start from the bottom with the words Amar Leiv Nachman Leiv Yitzchak. And today's Daf is sponsored Leila Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And right now we're going to be starting quite a few Daf that are discussing Mashiach. And as we said at the beginning of Perek Chelek, many of these discussions are extremely esoteric, difficult to understand, even just with basic pshat. And it's beyond the scope of this year to be able to delve into all the different sources and pshatim of what's going on. We're just going to translate to the best of our ability and just remember to take caution not to understand these Gemaras in their literal sense. Did you hear when Bar Nafli is going to come? Rav Yitzchak asked him, "Man Bar Nafli, who's Bar Nafli?" So Rav responded, "Mashiach," referring to Mashiach. So he asked, "Mashiach Bar Nafli Karslei?" You're calling Mashiach Bar Nafli? So Rav Nachman told him, "In, yeah, because the pasuk says, Bayemahu Akim Tzadi Zayin Amal Alfan Top as Sukkas David Hanifales. On that day, I'm going to stand up the Sukkah of David, which had fallen down." And this referring to Mashiach. And since we use Lashon of Nifales, we see the Mashiach could be called Bar Nafli. So now Rav Yitzchak understood what he was talking about. Amalei responded, "This Rav Yechon said, Darshan ben David Bavai, the generation of Ben David, which is referring to Mashiach, that he's going to come. Tamid Chacham is Matin. There's going to be fewer Tamid Chachamim. They're going to be minimized. Basharan, the rest of the people, Inan calls Biyagin Manacha. Their eyes are going to be totally worn out from sorrow and grief and challenge. But Tsar Shabbos, Xeris, Kashas, Mischachas, and there's going to be brand new challenging Xeris and oppressions. Achar Yishan Pekuda, before the first one is over, Shni Maharis Lavai, the second one is going to hurry to come, and then we'll know Mashiach is on his way. Anton Abanu Yavabraisa, Shavuah ben David Bavai, the Shavuah, which is referring to the 7-year Shemitah cycle. The Mashiach is going to come in. Shana Rishayna Miskai Mikra Zed. The first year, the following pasuk is going to be fulfilled. Vim Tarti al Ir Achas, while Ir Achas, Loy Amtir, I'm going to rain on one city, but I will not rain on the other city. In other words, there's going to be famine in one place, but plenty in another. Shania, the second year of the Shemitah cycle, Chitzei Rav Mishtalchim. Literally, this means there's going to be arrows of famine spread out. In other words, there's going to be some sort of basic famine in all places. Shlishis, the third year of the Shemitah cycle, Rav Gadol, there's going to be a huge famine everywhere. Umeis Manashim Manashim Metaf, and men, women, and little children are going to die. Chasidim Anshei Maisa, pious people and men of good deeds. Tara is going to be forgotten from the people that learn it because they're not going to have any food in their system that's going to cause them to forget the Torah. Bervias, now in the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, Saiva Ve'inu Saiva, it's going to be plenty but not plenty, which basically means that people are going to have food but not full so that they're totally satiated. B'chamishis, in the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, Saiva Gadol, there's going to be a great plenty. People are going to eat and drink and be happy. And Tara is going to come back to people that learn it because they're going to have food. B'shishis, in the sixth year, Kailos, there's going to be sounds, which according to some, this is referring to the pasuk v'hayabayim who you talk about shayfar gadol, that there's going to be the great sound of Mashiach coming. B'shvias mechamais, in the seventh year, there's going to be wars between the non-Jews and the Jews. And b'maitz shvias, after shvias, ben David ba, Mashiach is going to come. So Rav Yisrael asked, "Hakam shvias da'avachin?" There were many 7-year periods that were like that, v'loyasa, and Mashiach didn't come. So Rabbi said, "B'shishas kaz b'shvias mechamais mihava." In those shemitah cycles, did the sixth year have these kailos and the seventh year have these wars? No. And v'ayid, furthermore, kesidron mihava. Even if you want to say this did it happen in order? It's got to happen in this order that we just mentioned, year 1, 2, 3, so on and so forth, and only then Mashiach is going to come. Skip the parentheses, Tanya Vibrasa tells us, Rabbi Huda says, Darsha ben Dov Bavai, the generation of Mashiach is going to come in, Beis Avad Yel Znos, Beis Avad is referring to Talmid Chachamim, it's going to turn to Znos, Vagol Yechrav, Gol is going to be destroyed, Vagavlon Yasham, and Gavlon, which is also a place, is going to be totally empty and desolate, Vaanchi Gvul Yusevu Meir Le'ir V'lo Yechunenu, and the people of the border cities, which is really referring to everywhere in Eretz Yisrael besides Yerushalayim, they're going to wander from one place to another, no one's going to give them any favor, Vachachma Seifram Tisrach, and the Chachma of the Seifram, which is not referring to scribes, it's referring to Talmid Chachamim, it's going to rot and decay, V'yurichetim Ma'esu, and people who fear sin are going to be despised, Opinei Adar Kavanei Kelev, and the face of generation is going to be like that of a dog, people are going to be brazen, V'emes Nedares, truth is going to disappear, Shenemar the Pasuk says, V'atiyo Emes Nedares, V'sor Meirah Mishtaylal. We explain this Pasuk, Mai V'atiyo Emes Nedares, what does that mean? Emes is going to be Nedar, it's going to disappear, it's going to leave, so Amr Dbei Rav, they send the Mishmash of Rav, Malam Shanas Adar Madar Mahalechasla, this teaches us that Emes, which means the people who are truthful, they're going to make themselves into groups and leave. They're going to go away because no one cares for them. And my, what's understanding the next part of the pasuk is Sar Meirah Mishtaylal, Amr Dibei Rav Shila, they send the Mishmash Rav Shila, call Misha Sar Meirah, anyone who turns away from bad, Mishtaylal al Briyas, people are going to make fun of him, they're going to treat him as foolish because why are you turning away from bad? Now, once we mention MS, we have a little bit of a story. Amr Rav says, Mirish Avamina, I used to say, like a Kushta Ba'alma, there's no truth in the world, which means that there isn't a single person that speaks only the truth. However, Amr Yehume Rabban, one of the Rabban told me, Rav Tavas Shmei's name is Rav Tavas, and some say, Rav Tavyumi Shmei's name is Rav Tavyumi, if you give him all the riches in the world, he's not going to change his words, which means he's not going to tell a lie. And he said the following story. There was one time I went to this place, which means the name of the city was Truth, and no one would ever tell a lie over there. And no one over there died before their proper time. I married a woman from there, and I had 2 sons from her. One day, his wife was sitting and washing her hair. A neighbor Shaver came and knocked on the door looking for the wife, he figured it's not proper to say that my wife's washing her hair. So Amrullah, he told her, she's not here, which was a lie. And the two sons died. Also, the people of the town came to him. Amrullah, they asked him, my hi, what's going on over here? He said, this is what happened. Amrullah, they told him, we beg of you, leave our town, so you don't cause death to come against these people. We see that one person told a lie and how two people died because of that. As this person told Rava, I'm never going to tell a lie, even if you give me all the money in the world. Going back to Mashiach, the Gemara continues, Tanya Weva Braisa, Ribnei Rai Aimer, he tells us, Darsha Ben Dava Bavai, the generation of the Mashiach is going to come in, Na'armiel Binu Pnei Zakenim, the youth are going to embarrass the old, Uzkenim Yamdu Pnei Na'arim, and the old are going to feel that they have to stand up in front of the young to give them kavod. Now we have a pasuk, Ubas Kama Be'ima, Vakal B'chamaisa, a daughter is going to stand up against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, Opnei Ador Kit Pnei Kelev, the face of the generation is going to be like that of a dog, Ve'ina Ben Misbashmi Aviv, and the son's not going to be embarrassed of his father. Tanya, we have another Braisa, Ribnei Chami Aimer, he tells us, Darsha Ben Dava Bavai, Ha'az is Tirbe, Azos is brazenness, that's going to increase, Vahayurker Ya'aves, and honor is going to be twisted, Vahagefen Yitim Piriyai, Vahayan Biyaker, the vine is going to give its fruits, which means there's going to be grapes, however, wine is going to be very expensive. Venefra Kalamachs Minos, and all governments are going to turn to Minos, they're going to become heretics, Vahayantechecha, and no one's going to be able to rebuke anyone else. Mesayler of Yitzhak, this is actually right for Yitzhak. Tom Rav Yitzhak says, Ein David Ba, Mashiach's not going to come, Ashadisapech Kalamachs Minos, until all kingdoms and governments are going to turn to Minos. Now, Amar Rava says, my Kral, what's a pasuk that supports this? Kulei Hafach Lavan, Tahar, who, that the whole thing turned to white, it's Tahar. This is referring to Tsaras, that if a person has a white spot on their body, that's Tsaras, but if their whole body is white, so then they're Tahar and it's not Tsaras. It's the same thing. When every government turns to Minos, that's when Mashiach will come. And Tanar Banu Yavrisa, the pasuk says, Kiyadan Hashem Ame Vigaymer, Kiyira Kiyazas Yad Ve'Efes Atzer Ve'Azov. What do we learn from here? A number of different things. Ein Ben David Ba Ad Shibra Maisarais, Mashiach's not going to come until Maisar, tattletale to the government, only once they increase, then Mashiach's going to come. This is learned from a part of the pasuk that says, Azlas Yad, which literally means that the hand is going up, and right now it's being understood as a person using their hand, going to the powers that be, telling on other Yidin. Now, Davarach, another understanding is, Ashi Smato Talmidim, until there's fewer Talmidim. This is also being understood from the word Azlas Yad, that means the hand is going away. In other words, the Talmidim, the Chachamim, that guide Am Yisrael, there's going to be fewer of them. Davarach, another understanding is, Ashi Techla Pruta Menakis, until Pruta, which means money, is gone from the wallet. Over here, we're understanding the word Azlas Yad from the Pasuk to mean that people's hand is going to go, meaning it's going to be empty, it's not going to have any money. Davarach, another understanding is, Ashi Yisrael Shumana Geula, Mashiach's not going to come until people have given up hope of the Geula coming. Shemar, because the Pasuk says, Ve'efes Atzer Va'azov, which is translated as, and no one, Efes means zero, meaning no one is protected or helped, Kaviyachal Ein Soymech Ma'ezel Yisrael, as if to say that there's no supporter or helper for Am Yisrael, everyone's going to think that Hashem left them, and only then Mashiach's going to be able to come. And Kiyad Rabzeir is just like Rabzeir, Kav Mashkech Rabban Demaskibay, when he found the Rabban in dealing with Mashiach and when he's going to come, Amlu, he told him, Be'matusa, please, Be'inu Minaychu, I beg of you, Loites Rechkua, don't push Mashiach away, the Tanina, we have a Braisa, Shloisha Ba'im Hesachadas, there are three things that come, Be'hesachadas, which means when you're not paying attention, Elu Hindis are them, Mashiach, Mitzia Va'akrav, Mashiach, Mitzia means a lost object, if you're looking for it, you're not going to find it, it's only when you're not paying attention, you'd say, hey, look at this, a lost object, and Akrav is a scorpion, it only bites when you're not paying attention. So in a way he's saying, don't try to predict precisely when Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be there, Be'hesachadas, you're not going to even realize, and poof, Mashiach is going to be there. Now, continue says, Shis Alfi Shani Hava Alma, the year is going to last for 6,000 years, V'chad Charav, and 1,000 is going to be destroyed. Shem of the Pasuk says, V'niskav Hashem Levanda B'yamahu, on that day Hashem is going to be alone, and we're understanding the word Bayom as 1,000 years, because as we're going to soon see in the Gemara, a day of Hashem is 1,000 years. Rabbi argues and says, Trei Charav, it's going to be destroyed for 2,000 years. Shem, because the Pasuk says, Yichayenu Miyamayim, he's going to bring us back to life after 2 days, Bayom HaShlishi, and on the third day, Yikimenu V'nichya Lefanov, he's going to bring us up, and we're going to live in front of him. As those 2 days in the Pasuk is referring to 2,000 years, that's going to be destroyed. However, Tanya Kavasa Rav Katina, we've brought Shasagar Katina, it tells us, Kashem Shashvius Mishamet is Shana Achal Sheva Shanim, just like Shemitah year is Mishamet. It basically puts a pause to everything once every 7 years. We have 6 years of the cycle, and then Shemitah comes. Kacha Oil Mishamet Elof Shanim, Lashivas Elof Mishana, so to the world is going to be the same. We're going to have 6,000 years of regular, and then 1,000 years of Shemitah of nothingness. Shemar, because the Pasuk says, Mishkav Hashem Levadai by Yoim Hahu. And Va'oim, the Pasuk says, Mizmar Shir Li Yoim HaShabbos, what's this referring to? Yoim Shekulai Shabbos, and it's a day that's completely Shabbos. And what's this day referring to? So this is what we had said. Va'oim, the Pasuk says, Ki Elof Shanim Be'necha, Ki Yoim Esmel, Ki Yavar, that 1,000 years in your eyes is like a day that passed, as we see that one day in Hashem's eyes is 1,000 years, and that's what the last 1,000 years of the world is going to be. Now we discuss Mashiach coming, Tanit Be'elyo, Abbas was Tanit Be'smash Be'elyo, Shesh Elofim Shana Hava Alma, the world lasts for 6,000 years, Shnei Elofim Tayu, the first 2,000 years were nothingness, they were empty, meaning there was no Tyra, Shnei Elofim Tyra, the next 2,000 years are Tyra, and Shnei Elofim Yom Mashiach, the next 2,000 years are called Yom HaMashiach, which basically means that after the 2,000 years of Tyra, Mashiach technically could come. However, Tzai Zayin Obeiz on top, Uvenu Seinu Shirabu, it's because of our many sins and increased, Yatsu Mehem Masha Yatsu, it's already left from them whatever left. In other words, already in those 2,000 years of Yom HaMashiach, but because of our Averus, Mashiach hasn't come yet. Continuing with this, Armel El Yol, Rabbi Yehuda Achud, Rav Sal Chasida, El Yo Anavi told Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Rav Sal Chasida, the world is not going to last less than 85 Yavlois. We know that a Yavl is 50 years, so 85 times 50 is 4,250 years. And once we get to this number, Uba Yavl Achrain, in the last Yavl, Ben David Ba, Mashiach is going to come. So Armel Rabbi Yehuda asked him, is Mashiach going to come at the beginning or at the end of the Yavl? So Armel El Yo told him, I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda continued asking him, Kala, is this Yavl going to be finished and then Mashiach comes or no? So Amrle, once again, Rabbi Yehuda responded to him, Ein yada, I don't know. Now Rabbi Ashi says, Hachi Amrle, this is what El Yo told Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Hacha, Loi Teskile, up until then, this last Yavl, don't wait for Mashiach. Mikan Ve'elech, Eskile, but once this last Yavl comes, then you could expect him and you could wait for him. Eshachle, Rabbi Chana Bar Techlifa, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chana Bar Techlifa, sent the following message to Rabbi Yosef, Matzasi Adam Echad, I met a man once, Vyad Megillah Achaz, he had a Megillah scroll with him, Ksuva Ashurus Lashon Kodesh, it was written part in Ashurus, part in Lashon Kodesh. Ashurus is the Hebrew script that we have. Lashon Kodesh is referring to some sort of ancient Hebrew script that we do not have. And Amartik, I asked him, Zuminai Lecha, where'd you get this from? So Amarli, he told me, Lecha Oso Roman Skarti, I was hired out by one of the soldiers of Rome, I was his assistant, and Ubin Ginze Roman Sosia, I found it among the treasures of Rome. They took it when they plundered Yerushalayim, because upon the following was written in it, Lacha Arbasa Lofim Mosai Mitishim Ve'echad Shonel Riosa Shal Oilam, after 4,291 years from the creation of the world, Hailam Yitam, the world is going to end, like Tom, finished, complete, Mehen, from them. Meaning during these years, certain things are going to happen, Melchamas Taninim, there's going to be wars of great sea creatures, Mehen Melchamas Gog Magog, from them there's also going to be wars of Gog Magog. This is a king called Gog who comes from a place called Magog, which on the rest of those years, Yimei HaMashiach are going to be the days of Mashiach, which means we're going to be self-ruling, no foreign government is going to be able to rule over us, and Hashem is not going to renew the world until after 7,000 years. Now, Acher Bei Rav Amar, he says, this Megillah said in it after 5,000 years. Now, Tanya of Abraiser, Ibn Nasr tells us, the following pasuk pierces and goes all the way down to the depths, which means the same way that when you try to get to the depths of the ocean, you'll never fully be able to get all the way down and discover everything there. Same thing over here. We're never going to be able to predict precisely when Mashiach is going to come. What's the pasuk? Ki oid chazayin l'mayid. For there's another chazayin, a vision of the mayid, which means the set time. V'yafeich l'keitz v'lo yichazev, and it shall speak of the end, and it's not going to lie. Im yismama, if it delays, chakeloi, wait for it. Ki vayavoy lo yacher, because it's going to come, it's not going to delay. Which basically means we have no idea when the keitz, the end, is going to come, but it definitely will come, so just wait for it. And Rashi continues explaining. Like Rabbi Shai Darshan, it's not like the following drasha from the Rabbanim. Ad idon v'idonin uplag idon. The Mashiach's going to come after a time, times, and half a time. The time over here is referring to Galus Mitzrayim, which is 400 years according to the pasuk. And since we just mentioned 3.5 times in this pasuk, because it said a time, times, and half a time, so that's 3.5 times 400, which is 1,400 years. As we're trying to darshan, the Mashiach's going to come after 1,400 years. It's not like them. And like Rabbi Simlai Shai Darsh, it's not like Rabbi Simlai who darshans. The pasuk says, "Achatam lechem dima." You fed them bread of tears, about hashkema b'dmayis shalish, and you made them drink tears. Shalish means a third. And this is a different calculation when Mashiach comes. The first part of pasuk is talking about not only Galus Mitzrayim but also Galus Bavel, so that's 470 years. And shalish over here means a third. We're multiplying everything by 3. 470 times 3 is 1,410 years, and that's when Mashiach's going to come, according to Rabbi Simlai. And like Rabbi Kiva, it's not like Rabbi Kiva either. Shai Darsh, that he used to darsh in the following pasuk. Oid achas, there's going to be another. Ma'ati, it's going to be a little bit. Ani marshes shemayim v'saaretz, and I'm going to shake the heaven and earth. And so whenever this time period happens, Hashem is going to shake the shemayim and aretz, meaning Mashiach's going to come. El, or rather, meaning we're supposed to understand Rabbi Kiva's pasuk totally differently. Malchus rishon shem shana, the first Jewish kingdom, meaning the first sovereignty that we were completely under our own self rule, was for 70 years. Malchus shni, the second time this happened, was chamishim ushtayim, 52 years, and umachus ben kuziva bar kochbas malchus shtei shana umechza, that was 2.5 years. And again, the bottom line of this is Rabbi Nosson saying that we don't know when the ketz is going to come. We shouldn't try to predict precisely when, and we should just wait for him. Now we just explain this pasuk that he quoted. My v'yafeich l'ketz v'lo yichazev. What does this mean? And it's going to speak of the ketz, and it's not going to lie. So Rosh Hashanah Chamani Amar Bianason Tipach Atzman Shal Machash VeKitzin. The lashon of v'yafeich is like tipach. These people should suffer. The following people should suffer. Those are the ones that are machashev the ketz. They make a cheshbon of when the end is going to be. Shayu Aimrim. They say Kimishi Gias Ketz Loiba. Once the ketz, based off of their calculation, has arrived and he didn't come, Shuv Ani Ba, he's not going to come anymore. El, or rather, Chakelo, you should wait for him. Shem, because the pasuk says Im Yismama Chakelo. If he delays, just wait for him. Shem Atamer. Maybe you're going to say Anu Mechakim Vuenu Mechaked. That we're waiting, but he's not waiting. Meaning Hashem's not waiting for Mashiach because of our averus. Tam Loimer. That's what the pasuk says. V'lchein Yichak Hashem L'Chananchem V'lchein Yarm L'Rachemchem. And therefore Hashem waits to give you Chanina, to give you favor, and therefore he's exalted to give you mercy. And so the question is V'chein Ma'achar Sh'anu Mechakim. Now that we see that we're waiting, V'hu Mechak, and Hashem is waiting, Mi Ma'akev. So what's preventing Mashiach from coming? And the answer is Midas Hadin Ma'akeves. Midas Hadin. That's preventing Mashiach from coming. And so the next question is V'chein Ma'achar Midas Hadin Ma'akeves Anu L'Ma Mechakim. If Midas Hadin is preventing Mashiach from coming, so then what what are we waiting for? The answer is lekabel schar, in order to get schar. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ashrei kol chaychei loy, praiseworthy are all those who wait for him. Now that we just quoted this pasuk, Ashrei kol chaychei loy, we have another drasha. Amar Abaye tells us, loy pachas amam mitlas mishisut tzadikei the makabli apei shechina b'chol dara. In every single generation, the world doesn't have less than 36 tzadikim that are so special that they're able to be makabel the shechina. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ashrei kol chaychei loy, and loy bigmatre tlas mishisa havu. The word loy lamid vav is gematria 36. Lamid is 30 and vav is 6. Asking where any is that really so? There's only 36. Remember, Rava says, Dar de kame kuch brichu, the line that's in front of Hashem, tamni srei alfei havai, there's 18,000 over there, and they're right in front of Hashem, so they're makabal shchina. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Savish shmoy asar elef, surrounding him are 18,000. So how could you say just 36? It's really 18,000. And the answer is like, Hashem, no problem. Hadim mistakel bispaklaria me'ira. Abai, who's talking about the 36 tzadikim, they're able to see Hashem through an aspaklaria me'ira, which literally translated means a clear screen, whereas Ha, Rava's drasha of 18,000 is the mistakel bispaklaria she'ina me'ira. They're able to see Hashem, but only through an unclear vision, and therefore these are actually two different levels. Asking where Amina Fishikule Hai, are there really that many people who are able to be Makabal Pnei Shechina? Varmer Chizkiya, Amr Biyermio, Mishum Rishim Rechai, the following was said in the name of Rishim Rechai, Reisi Bnei Aliyah, I've seen Bnei Aliyah, which is referring to people of great level, Vehin Mu'atin, and they're very few. Im Elefheim, if there's 1,000 of them, Anu Bnei Mehem, me and my son are among them. And Im Meahim, if there's only 100, Anu Bnei Mehem, me and my son are among them. And Im Shnaimim, if there's only 2, Anu Bnei Heim, it's me and my son. So we see Rishim Rechai has Havamina, there's only 2 people that reach this level, whereas Abai says there's 36, and according to Rava, there's 18,000. And the answer is Loikasha, no problem. Hada Ali Bibar, Hada Ali Biloibar. Abai is referring to people who are only able to go in with permission, whereas Rav Shimon Rechai is talking about people able to even go in without permission, and that there's a possibility that there's only 2. Now we go back to Mashiach. Amar Rav says, Kalu Kala Kitzin, all the Kitzin, all the ends have already finished, they've already passed, which means all the times that we could have Chashbin that Mashiach would have come, we've already passed them. Amein Adavatali, Al Bachuva Masim Taivim, everything's reliant only on tshuva and ma'asim tovim. When people repent and do good things, that's what's going to bring Mashiach. However, Shmuel argues and says, it's enough that the avel, the mourner, is in his avelos. The same way that when a person is mourning, there's a set period for that. Same thing by Mashiach. There's a set period for how long either Hashem or Am Yisrael are going to have to wait for Mashiach. And once that period comes, Hashem's going to bring Mashiach whether or not we did tshuva. And get tonight, this is actually machlekes tanaim. Rebbe Lezer says, Am Yisrael isn't tshuva nigalan. If he didn't do tshuva, they're going to be redeemed. Vimlav ain't nigalan. If not, there's not going to be geula. We're not going to get Mashiach. However, Amalei Rav Shua told him, "Imein oisin tshuva, ein negalin." What if you don't do tshuva? So there's not going to be Mashiach. Can't be. Elokash Baruch Hu Mamel Hamelchshin Zayrosu Kashas Kahaman. Hashem is going to make a king over the Yidden. That his gzeiros are going to be very harsh, just like Haman. Yisrael oisin tshuva, and then the Yidden are going to tshuva. Machzirin lemutav, and that's going to bring him to the right path. And because of that, Mashiach is going to come. And now Tanya Yidden, we have another brayso which has a very long conversation between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. Each one bring various psukim to support their shita. Remember, Rabbi Lezer holds that Mashiach is only going to come if we do tshuva, whereas Rabbi Shua says that Hashem is going to bring Mashiach even if we don't do tshuva, because there's a set time for when Mashiach is supposed to come, and that is that. As the Brayso says as follows, Rabbi Lezer tells us, "Em Yisrael is in tshuva negalin. If we do tshuva, we're going to be redeemed." Shemar, because the pasuk says, "Shuva banim shayvim erpam shuva seichem." Repent, wayward children. I will cure you of your waywardness, which basically means when you repent, when you do tshuva, Hashem is going to bring Mashiach. However, Rabbi Shua told him, "Like Kfar Nemar," it already says in a different pasuk, "Chinam mikartem v'loy b'kasav tigo elu." Chinam mikartem. What does this mean? That you've been sold for nothing by its kachavim, which means we sold out by serving idols. V'loy b'kasav tigo elu, which literally means without money you're going to be redeemed. That tells us loy b'tshuva ma'asim tovim, that even without tshuva ma'asim tovim, Hashem is going to bring Mashiach. Now Omer Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lezer responds to Rabbi Shua, like Kfar Nemar, but another pasuk says shuva elai v'shuva aleichem, return to me and I'm going to return to you. So we see we have to do tshuva. However, Omer Rabbi Shua said, like Kfar Nemar, already says in a different pasuk, ki aneichem ba'alti b'chem, for I made myself the baal, the master over you, v'lakachti eschem, and I'm going to take you echad me'ir, one from the city, ushnayim mishpacha, and 2 from a family, ve'vesi eschem tzion, I'm going to bring you to tzion, and from sashen of ba'alti b'chem, that I'm a master over you, that means that I'm going to take you out even if you didn't do tshuva. Now, Amar Rabbi Lezer responds to Rabbi Shua, but like Kfar Nemar says, different pasuk, b'shuva v'nachas tivosheyun, which means in peace and calm, you're going to be saved. In other words, only when there's a natural peace and calm coming from our tshuva is Hashem going to save us, but not if we're full of eiros. Now, Amar Rabbi Shua responds to Rabbi Lezer, but like Kfar Nemar, but another pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, says Hashem, Goel Yisrael, the Redeemer of Yisrael, Kedosha is Holy One, Livzoy Nefesh, Limsoyv Goy, Le'evin Meishlim, to the one who's despised by man, hated by the nations, and a slave of the rulers. Kings are going to see and stand up, and ministers will bow down. As we see that even when the Yidden are despised and hated, referring to the averus they have, nonetheless, Hashem is going to take us out, and all the nations of the world are going to bow down to us. However, Amalei Rabbi Lezer told him, like for now, but a different pasuk already says, Im Tashav Yisrael Nu'um Hashem Eli Tashav. If you return Yisrael, says Hashem, you should return to me. And the focus over here is Im Tashav. If you return, so fine. But if not, Mashiach's not going to come. So Amalei Rabbi Lezer should respond to him, like for now, but a different pasuk says, Vo'eshma So'ish Levosh Habadim. And I heard the man man who was wearing linen, Asher Mimal Mimeme Hayar, who was above the waters of the river, Vayarm Yamino Yismail Ashmaim, he picked up his right and left hand to Shemaim, Vayishav Vechei Olam, and he swore by the life of the world, Kilmoid Ma'adim Vechetzi, then in a time, times and a half, Uchal Isnapet Yadam Kadosh, and when the power of the holy people ends, Techlena Kol Eilav Gaimer, all these are going to end. And this pasuk is basically telling us that at the end of times, when the Yidden have no more power, they have nothing, they're totally at the end of the rope, as we would say, then Mashiach is going to come, which means we don't have to do anything. Hashem is going to bring Mashiach either which way. And now the Brisa ends, Rishasak Rebelezer was quiet, he didn't respond, which means he agreed to Rabbi Yeshua. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Mashiach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.